Hello, everybody, and welcome to Actualization Station. Abraham Maslow, known as one of the great humanist psychologists, once said, "It looks as if there were a single ultimate goal for mankind, a far goal toward which all persons strive." This is called variously by different authors, self-actualization, self-realization, integration, psychological health, individuation, autonomy, creativity, productivity. But they all agree that this amounts to realizing the potentialities of the person. That is to say, becoming fully human, everything that person can be. According to Maslow, who dedicated his life to the study of this innate desire to self-transcend, self-actualized people are self-directed, and their success in life is not dependent on the culture around them. Through sheer perseverance, they supersede all impediments and transcend the environment they are in. And there are many great examples of self-realized people we can think of, the ultimate personifications of what's possible in Christ and Buddha. And then we can look at other notable figures throughout human history, such as Marcus Aurelius, Hypatia of Alexandria, Benjamin Franklin, Leo Tolstoy, Walt Whitman, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Emily Dickinson, Aretha Franklin, Henry David Thoreau, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Bruce Lee, Malala Yousafzai. And let's begin today by looking at two examples of people who demonstrate what's possible when we choose to self-actualize, and who did so against great odds. First, we'll look at Jim Carrey, and then we'll look at Albert Einstein. How did Jim Carrey go from down and out one of the highest paid comedians and one of the highest paid actors of all time? And how did Albert Einstein go from a young problem child with difficulty learning to speak to one of the greatest minds humanity has ever known? How do people from all walks of life find a way to do what they love, or at least be able to love what they do? And what is it about these people who are doing what they love, or at least loving what they do? What is it about the willingness to take on the challenge of expressing one's utmost potential? If we look closely, we can see self-actualizing people everywhere, be they great artists or teachers, writers or musicians, engineers, social workers, programmers, carpenters, gardeners, grandmothers, grandfathers. We can see self-actualizing people everywhere, at all levels, each forging their own way. People who have found a way to transcend their environments and, despite all impediments in their way, committed to succeeding regardless of the stakes. Jim Carrey, one of the most successful comedians and actors of all time, came through great hardship that began when his family became homeless and he had to drop out of high school. His family went from living a lower middle class lifestyle to living out of the back of the family's VW camper van. At the age of 15, Jim Carrey got a job as a janitor to help his family get by. He developed a sense of humor as a means to cope. And Jim Carrey went on to become one of the most wildly successful comedians of all time. As a young child, Albert Einstein was slow to learn to speak, and in his school years, he struggled to develop good relations with his teachers. His parents were even told by one of his headmasters that he wouldn't amount to much. Though Einstein simply didn't take well to school because the mathematics he was interested in were far beyond what was being taught in his classes, he started to skip on a regular basis and rebelled against his professors. And so at the age of 15, when his headmaster suggested that he leave school, Albert Einstein took him up on it, he left. But he did go on to the universities and to land in the back of his rowboat, developing some of the greatest scientific breakthroughs of all time. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this episode of Actualization Station. We've just taken a look at two highly self-actualized individuals who, against all odds, managed to achieve extraordinary success in life. Next, we're going to take a look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs and how self-actualization fits in to this model of self-realization. Stay tuned.